It's such an honor to be considered in both of those categories because we are newbies. We're total newbies to this industry and to this genre. And to be recognized in the new, you know, category, but also be recognized in the duo category and being the only women in that category is really special to us because you haven't seen a female duo, you know, nominated for anything in so long. So we're really proud of that, and we hope that we're making all of our girls proud.
And this is only our second year really to even attend award shows. Mm-hmm. And the fact that, like Maddie said, to be in the new but also just the regular one with all these people who have been doing it longer than us. Yeah. Although we've been at it for 5 years, this is our second year at award shows. Mm-hmm. So it's cool that we're now participating in so many ways that we honestly never thought possible. Yeah, well, honestly, that's so cool because for us, you know, we met when we were 15 and we were trying to do that solo thing. But as soon as we met and, like, found that connection, like, we just basically showed you and talked about songwriting. And really, from the second songwriting session we had together, we knew that something was special. And I think, I can't speak for the other duos or groups, but for us, the way it worked for us is whenever we met, we honestly felt like we could speak so much louder and so much bigger and so much wider as two girls together, being empowerful to so many people. And with our harmonies and with our different perspective on songs and music, there's two of us. Mm-hmm. There's two of us to speak, and there's two of us to share our thoughts and hopefully speak to people.
It's so cool, like, being a part of a band because it's no longer, like Tay said, like, just your perspective. And she brings so many things to the table that I don't, and vice versa. And so it's just this really cool, creative thing whenever you're working with someone else and trying to create music and put together a show. Like, there's just so many different ideas that come together with a duo or a group than solo. Not saying that solo isn't great, it is great, but it kind of takes the pressure off a little because you can bring to the table what you have to offer and then other people step in and have great ideas too. So
I think it's going to be so powerful, you know, with Carrie and us and the fact that, you know, we even get to be a part of that huge girls' night. It's going to be great, and it's for such an uplifting cause that we're so excited we get to participate in. And I feel like, you know, us women have a great perspective, especially with Carrie's music and our music. I feel like the fans come to hear music that lifts them up. It's for a party, for a cause, and hopefully they're there to participate in that. And we hope that our music and our stage presence brings something to the stage that people know.
And I'm so proud of all the women in country music right now because I feel like we're bringing something to the table that hasn't been brought in a really long time. You know, since the Judds and the Dixie Chicks and Shania, and we're bringing a new perspective and, you know, sharing new stories and what it's like to be a woman in this day and age and everything, or a young woman, or, you know, whatever it is. But it's really exciting to kind of feel that tide, you know, it's turning a little bit where it's the playing field's a lot more even, I would say, than it was even a year ago.
We actually experienced it together at the exact same time. It was a true story, and it was 4 summers ago. Maddie came and visited me in Oklahoma, where I'm from, and we wanted to go fishing because we love to fish. Like, that's one of our favorite hobbies, and this is where we made the mistake. We called two of my guy friends that I was going to school with at the time and asked them if they wanted to come with us. And they show up, and they had no idea what they were doing. And, like, Maddie was putting her worm on her hook, and they were, like, scared. Like, they were grossed out,
and
honestly.
And they were dressed up. Like, it was so awkward because we were, like, in T-shirts and, like, ripped-up jeans, like, in normal people clothes. Like, when you go fishing, you don't wear your nice clothes. And they're, like, in these nice, like, salmon shorts, like, literally in the video. Yeah. Like, that it's what they're wearing in their little collared shirts. And it was just, like,
it was
what
ridiculous.
Are you doing?
Especially because, like, I have two older brothers, and our dads were the ones who honestly taught us how to fish, and, like, that's what we grew up doing, and so, like, we knew how guys were supposed to fish, and this was not how it was working, and they were talking so loud.
And then trying to bust the hole, and we were like, are you kidding me, dude? Like, no.
Their idea of fishing was, like, a picnic, like, a date, cute situation. You don't really fish. You just kind of hang out and, like, stare at the pond. I don't really know.
Yeah.
But that's not what we were planning on doing, and so we didn't catch anything, and it was pretty ridiculous.
Disappointing. Yeah. So we wrote a song about it.
What are you expecting him to bring to
some straight up? He's a straight up dude and will tell it like it is. And so I think he's going to bring that humor.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Like, it's not your typical. I would say Dierks is probably not very good at being staged, which is great because Dierks is like, he is who he is, you know? Yeah, he's not
very
gonna,
authentic.
Yeah, he's not going to be anything, he's not going to do something that he wouldn't do normally. And mm-hmm. so I'm excited to watch him be his true self on the mm-hmm. ACMs
yeah.
and tell jokes, like you said, like yeah. it is.